Alpha HD Radio to the stars. Welcome to the Alpha Breakfast on Sky Alpha HD. On the right of Education slot today, we will be reading an article by the writer of Education on COVID-19 prevention measures. It is not only the elderly and those with other medical conditions or weak immune systems who are at risk from COVID-19, that is a coronavirus, the disease caused by the new coronavirus. Even some young adults can be at risk. This further shows that everyone should take precautions against catching and spreading the coronavirus. And let's also have a closer look at how are young people experiencing COVID-19. In most countries experiencing coronavirus breakouts, only the most seriously ill COVID-19 patients are taken into a hospital. In the US, nearly 40% of those seriously ill patients are aged 22 or 54, and nearly half of people admitted to intensive care units in the US are aged under 65. The elderly are still more likely to die from the virus than these people are. But this shows that the virus still makes young people seriously ill. COVID-19 can also cause death even in young people. And in the UK, this week alone, two people aged 21 and 28 with no other medical problems have died from the virus. And in Italy, 17 people aged under 40 have also died. And young people are also at risk too. Young people can have underlying health conditions which can make COVID-19 affect them more severely. In addition, lots of young people smoke, which can also increase the seriousness of COVID-19 as smoking damages your lungs. Even if a young person gets COVID-19 but does not become seriously ill, they will still be spreading the virus around to other people. These people could then become seriously ill. Everyone should take precautions to try to make sure they do not catch the virus, and in order to save as many lives as they possibly can. Young people should not think that they are not at risk of catching and spreading COVID-19. We should all be worried about the virus, which is why we'll always keep on telling you that the best thing for you to do is to wash your hands with running water and soap for at least 20 seconds. And whenever you cough or whenever you sneeze, be sure to use a tissue or a handkerchief. Yeah, so those are some of the things that you really need to do. Or better yet, you can use a flexed elbow if you cough or if you sneeze. And thank you for listening. And you can get more info on their site, which is writeofeducation.org, or otherwise listen to us Sky Alpha HD on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7:10 CAT, and that's where we cover the right of education articles. It is now 15 minutes past 7 CAT. This is Sky Alpha HD Radio to the Stars, and that was a program or a slot right there coming down from the right of education.